So.
Okay, Sherna.
Okay.
And then I'll wait my turn. Thanks.
Sure.
Well, you know, Greg, as you know, we had an email exchange to some extent about this, but others did not see that. I was the chair of the personnel committee of my union, and I was on the board, and I was the vice president. We represented 22,000 faculty. We always had a personnel committee that was involved in hiring and consulted appropriate people as necessary. I'm very concerned that I appreciate that you're doing something in a consultative way, unlike the way things have been handled before, which is not acceptable in an organization like Pacifica, in my view. But I still do wish that it was done in a way that established a procedure for these searches and hiring committees, whatever you want to call them. Yes, you make the ultimate decision, and yes, you have to be able to work with the person. But for this to always be an ad hoc process is, I don't think, a good way to go. And since you are trying to develop a new precedent, I would really like it to be a precedent that applies to the technical director, to all of these positions, as it should be at the stations when we're talking about the managerial level, and has been at KPFK, for instance.
I don't disagree with you, and actually when you brought up to me to let the personnel committee do this, I actually wanted that to happen. But when I met with them, there was simply no way, given that their own agenda, to get them to consider this. They had many items to deal with, and my fear is that if I wait until they're ready to deal with this issue, I just won't get the committee, and the more I wait, the more there is a delay in having a network programming coordinator, which I feel we desperately need. I'm frustrated that we don't have someone hired now. This has been pending since the day I arrived here, and it's over five months already. And so I'm very eager to get this done one way or another. So I guess I'm going with something less than the ideal method, but that does not mean that we can't improve on it in the future.
Well, can I just ask another clarification? In our exchange, you indicated that really the person would not be hired until probably early August at the earliest, since you will be away.
That's correct.
Is there a way that the personnel committee can get moving so that they can be involved in the process, since it's not going to happen imminently?
I don't know that it's impossible, but I consider it highly unlikely. You know what happens in the summertime. And, you know, we're trying to get something, we're trying to get someone before the fall comes. And so, you know, basically, I don't want to put you in a bad position, but on the other hand, I feel that, and I say this to people frequently, this is a democratic institution, but in the end, it's also a media organization that has to respond quickly to changing situations. The longer I wait, the more I am drawn away from the things that are supposed to be occupying my time into day-to-day decisions about programming, which are not even part of my job description. I should hire this person as rapidly as possible. If the personnel committee can free up time and actually meet over the summer, I'm sure that the people who I've approached would be willing to stand aside. In the event that they don't, however, I think I should put together a committee now so that you could see these applications, the person you select, within the next couple of weeks. You know, I mean, it's not that much time till August. It's only 5 weeks.
Thank you, Greg.
Is anyone else on the stack?
Yeah, it's Serene.
Serene?
Hi, thanks. I there was some interference. The reception wasn't so good in the building, so I missed some of what Sherna was saying. But what I noticed is that in New York, we actually have a process that allows for staff to be involved in all hiring, both the hiring of management as well as the hiring of members, people who will become members of the bargaining unit. And the point is to have staff involvement and staff representation. So the issue is not whether or not the habit had been for one person to make these important decisions by himself, or whether we can say on this committee, you must involve X number of people and you must this or you must that. But this is supposedly a new age in Pacifica, so sort of harkening back to a point where one person can make the decision and saying, and you know, hey, I've been gracious enough to invite you, take it this way or you don't have to take it at all. I'm not sure that that's exactly the spirit that works best for us. But
you may be right about
that. I'm sorry?
You may be right about that, that this may not be the spirit that works best for you. That's true.
No, I said for us, because
for
it's
you.
Not
no.
about me.
No, I don't mean you. I mean the institution, the whole thing. I agree. Maybe a conflict in the way I see management and the way the institution wishes it to occur. That's true.
The fact is that even if every other hire in the national office had been made without consultation of a larger group, and by the way, it's one of the things that I have consistently questioned within Pacifica. It got me kicked off of a very exclusive list because I asked how a national person was hired. But anyway, I was too polite, apparently. I was too deliberately polite. But the inquiry stands. What is the process? Who looks at the resumes? How are these decisions made? For every national job, it doesn't have to be a committee, you know, broad-based across the nation for every job. And I understand the concept of wanting people that, you know, you want to work with, which is why you get the final decision. But the fact is that we come to the station where there are hundreds of people, some of whom we like, some of whom we don't, and we manage to find a way to work together because we have work to do. And I don't think we should expect any less of you. I mean, you're no less able to adjust. And you will, in fact, as the structure now exists, be the person making the final decision. But to ask that this committee really have an opportunity to be involved and not have to select just one person. We can select three people. We can select four people. I recommend the involvement of PDs because there are people who understand programming and will know when you look at someone's resume and you talk to them and they say, well, these are my ideas and this is how I do this and this, whether or not, in fact, it's even workable. Anyone can sound good in an interview to people who don't do the work. But you want people who've done the work or people who have to live under the people who do the work to decide whether or not that actually makes sense. So I'm a little concerned about the resistance, and it's not about what your purview is or who's trying to limit your powers or whatever. The board, the national board, will, you know, hopefully closely examine the processes and decide where they think they can be changed or strengthened and what things we need more of and what things we need less of. And I would assume they would do that in consultation with the people in the national office who do a lot of this work on a regular basis. But I don't think the best approach is, hey, you know, this is what I've offered, take it or not. So I would urge you to consider to expanding the group of people, not to a 20-person body, but certainly involving the three PDs who are currently in our network. And involving, you know, let's say three people from the staff and maybe someone from the national office who's going to have to do a lot of this interaction.
Rob, may I get on staff?
Yes, Bonnie.
And can I just mention, I'm getting on an elevator, so if I lose you guys, I'll call back in. Thanks.
Rob, did you hear me?
Steve? Yes, Steve, I heard you too. Bonnie and then Steve.
Greg, I just wanted to ask a question, and forgive me if it got a little fuzzy while you were talking, so if you said it, I just missed it. I was assuming that you would have Yolanda as HR person going through all of the resumes that you're interested in considering to vet everybody's credentials. Is that so?
That will be done, yes, but that does not mean she's on the committee. That's a separate process.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that was so.
Okay. I'm not sure that I understand the thrust of Serene's long...
Steve, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I understood the thrust of Serene's statement. The difference between the old Pacificate and new was that the old was not accountable. In this case, we still have an executive hierarchy, which is accountable now to the listeners through the various boards and management committees we set up. And what Greg Gumma has done is said, I will have a consulting group around me, whether it's the personnel department or a committee that he forms of his own. And the issue is whether he should have three or four or six or seven. And I'm not sure what Serene was arguing about. There will be consultation. It's not mandated. The idea is that the executive director or any executive in Pacifica will stand or fall on the results of how he governs. And he is accountable to the board and through the board to listeners. If we don't like what he does, he's out. Meanwhile, he's got to be allowed to do what he thinks is right. Otherwise, we're fooling ourselves or wasting our time. We hired a figurehead who will be balled and chained until our committees and stuff go through their tedious process of second-guessing him.
But we've been invited to nominate one person from our group.
That's fine.
To be...
I think we should do that.
Huh?
I think we should do that. Let's get on with it. Let's nominate the one person, and let's get about our business.
So, at present, we have Sarv has nominated Bonnie. Lisa has nominated Serene. Are there other nominees?
Yeah, I nominate Rob Robinson.
No, I can't do that. And I'll tell everyone why, because I'm personally considering applying for the position of Network Programming Coordinator.
I thought so.
It would not serve me in good stead to do that. But I haven't made up my mind yet, so I'm just letting everyone know that.
I have nominated myself.
Okay, so we have Shuna Gluck. In addition to Bonnie Simmons and Serene Roberts.
I move that we close nominations.
We have a motion to close nomination. Is there any objection to that?
Can I just get a point of information or clarification or something?
Lisa, yes, please.
I just want to make sure I understand, because I know we had a discussion, and now we're at nominating somebody to be the one person, so I'm a little confused in terms of where we're at here with this.
Could you run that past me again?
Okay, I know we had a discussion in which, you know, people were putting forth their opinions in terms of giving their opinion, someone in terms of how this committee should be formed, whether it should be one person or more than one person.
Right.
And now I know we're at a decision to nominate the one person, if I'm understanding this. I just want to make sure I understand what that means. We didn't necessarily close discussion or come to a resolution about how many we think should be on this committee. Or did we?
Well, I think the issue is Greg has invited us to nominate one person,
mm-hmm.
And we've said we'd like to discuss some other alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't nominate one person to do that with him, and we have a discussion about other alternatives, and that doesn't work out, we'll miss the bus.
Serene, could I get on the set?
Sure, Serene, yeah.
And then Teresa.
And then Teresa.
Why don't we allow Greg a few days to talk to his national staff or whomever he consults with and let us know? And I also think that we should not be closing nominations, because there are people who are not on this call. There are people who are not on this call who haven't been on any of the calls. So there are people who have been on who are not on this call, and we don't know why they're not on the call. So rather than simply ruling them out, I don't see any reason why we can't wait a couple of days. I mean, he said he wants to get the committee running in 2 weeks. There's no contradiction there.
I heard him say that he wants to get it done as soon as possible.
Well, why don't we ask him? I thought I heard 2 weeks.
I would like to move this agenda. I would like to take a vote on whether we should now vote.
No, I'm sorry. Point of order.
It was directed to Greg, not to you, Steve.
You want me to answer?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, one thing you need to know is that I am going to take a vacation, and that vacation will begin on July 8th, and although I could do a little work on it, a vacation isn't a vacation if you're working. So, you know, that I am hoping to get an answer from you, you know, by the 7th of July. So if you needed an arbitrary deadline, you know, that would be it. Now, that does not mean that, you know, you've missed the bus necessarily. It just means that, you know, I wouldn't be able to send applications to review to anybody unless I or two people or three people or whatever it turns out to be, unless I knew who they were. As far as what the – I haven't just consulted every member of the national staff, but the basic response I get when I brought this up is, why are you forming a committee? Okay, so understand it from that perspective.
Okay.
I think I'm next on the stack.
Teresa?
Yes, I think from the very beginning our executive director has gone to each of the areas and listened to a lot of people. And I think that if he wants to put a team together to work on making this decision, I trust his judgment. And he is accountable. Serene has suggested that he delay this decision, and she's also suggested that he select more than one person. I don't think that he's buying that as necessary. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think that he's already decided what he needs to do to make this the more open, diverse pool of people to review the credentials of those people that apply. And I'm not sure that this committee is the committee to make a decision right now about how he makes this decision. So I think that we should move the agenda and that we should proceed with electing the one person that would consult to him. So I move right now that we conduct the nominating process for the person to work with this from this committee.
Serene for the staff.
Teresa, let me just understand. You moved that we close the nominations process.
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes,
I'm losing
yes.
you. Teresa?
I'm here.
I can barely hear you. You moved that we close the nominations process.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard someone object to that.
I think it was Serene.
I did.
Who is that?
This is Serene.
Okay, Serene, please.
Yeah. Let me just say briefly that of all the committees that I've worked with, there's no committee that has called for nominations, closed nominations, and voted without allowing people who were not present on the call an opportunity to either nominate or vote, you know, within X number of days or whatever the case is. So while there may not be any regulation that states that we must, that this committee must be comprised of X number of people from X number of places, there's absolutely no reason to so totally throw out the process that we otherwise adhere to, which is that there are members of the committee who for various reasons may not be on the call, and they should be given an opportunity to be nominated or to nominate themselves. And additionally, that voting is still something with regard to offices or whatever that you should be able to do by a secret ballot.
Okay. What is the pleasure of the committee? Do you want to close nominations at this point or leave them open to a later date?
We have a motion on the floor, and it's seconded, and we should vote on it. You don't have to ask for the pleasure. Ask for the vote.
Okay. The motion is?
The motion was to close nominations and vote.
Okay, and closing the nominations entails that we vote for Bonnie Simmons, Serene Roberts, or Sherna Glock.
I would like to suggest that we divide the question.
I can't hear you.
want to divide the question.
Closing nominations is one issue, and voting is a separate one.
Okay. All in favor of closing the nominations process at this point, let's have a vote. All in favor of vote closing the nominations, please vote aye.
Do you have to show of hands?
Aye.
And all in favor of not closing the nominations, please say nay.
I'd like to abstain.
Okay, so we have one abstention, and everyone else wants to close the nominations.
I'm nay. I'm not in favor of closing the nominations.
Okay, one nay, one abstention, and the balance want to close nominations. So the motion to close nominations carries. Now, the second issue is, do we want to conduct elections at this point or not?
I would like to speak to that.
Teresa, I cannot hear you.
Okay, well, I'll speak hard. I mean, I have not moved. Nothing's happened, so
I know, I'm
not on a
battery-operated
phone. So I would just like to say that people have been told for quite a long time that Greg was looking for a person on this committee, and
uh-huh.
I believe it's been mentioned to the committee, and I'm sorry that more people have not participated in the process, but I am confident that of these three candidates, we can find representation for this task. And I think it is being fair to everyone. Lisa's not here, and Adnan is not here, but I think that if they had read their emails or were participating in a fair way on this committee, giving it the attention that it's due, that if they had wanted to nominate themselves or be nominated, they would have taken those steps.
I'd like to speak again.
I have a point of order.
Be close enough.
Serene, as a point of order, and then Sherna, if you would, please. Serene,
yeah, if I'm hearing correctly, Teresa is arguing a point that we've already voted on. The question that we're now discussing is whether or not there will be voting here tonight on the phone on this committee as opposed to any other practice on any other committee, not whether or not nominations are closed. That has already passed.
I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. I don't have anything in front of me, so I can't keep – it's hard for me to keep track of where we are.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to object as I had –
Sherna?
Yes, I want to object to holding the election now. I think it is not a good process that what you normally would do would, in this case, I think we can email, designate a person who's not one of the three running so far. We ask if there are any other nominations. I mean, I happen to believe that those people who have never been on a call really have kind of abrogated their rights because efforts have been made to reach each of them, but that then the election is done via email and not done on air at this time. So I'm arguing against the call for election.
Can we take a vote on whether or not we're going to conduct the election now or later? I would like to hear everyone that's in favor of conducting the election later to speak now and say aye.
Aye.
Point of information. When you say conduct the information, but you mean via email. Is that it?
Yeah. If we want to do the election later, not now, but via email, let's everyone say aye.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Serene, you may.
Can we send the ballots out by mail and have people mail it in and just tell them they have 2 days to get it in the post, or we want it to make sure we have it by next Monday or whatever the case is?
Yeah,
I just don't see any reason to break from the normal process.
We can send the ballots out by email. The question is, are we going to vote now or later? That's the question we're dealing with right now.
No, I understand, but you said voting by email, which is not exactly what it is.
Well,
they'd be paper ballots. We just send the ballot out by email and they return it.
I think we can vote by email rather than paper ballots. And that's what I'd like to propose.
how does that protect the privacy of people's votes?
It doesn't.
It threatens the privacy of their votes because we don't know who's opening this stuff either.
What? The way we handle committee votes in every other committee is that people use the double blind system. They send in the blank envelope with their ballot, with their indicating their choice, and that blank envelope is in another envelope which contains the address from which it's coming and the address to which it's going, so that in fact their vote does remain private, which is the practice we've followed. I don't see any reason to be inconsistent.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
On another committee that I was on, as a matter of expediency, people on the committee expressed that it did not matter to them. I did accept email, and I did
right.
it as the secretary of the foundation, and there was an understanding that I would take they could send it in by mail or they could send it in by email. But you have to realize that if we do this by mail, that it's going to add at least 7 to 10 days to this whole process.
Absolutely, at least, yeah.
That's not correct. It does not need to add 7 to 10 days. If we get the email ballot out to people tomorrow, and we say to them, you've got to act on this immediately.
I'm talking about snail mail.
So am I. It takes 3 days max to get a piece of mail across the country.
If the email goes out to people tomorrow, there's
no reason why we shouldn't have their ballots back by Monday or Tuesday.
Can we take a vote about whether we're going to do it by email or by U.S. Postal Service mail?
May I say something?
Yes, Lisa, you may.
I think in all consideration, because Teresa said that nobody objected, but I certainly think if people object, even if it's one person, that they prefer that their vote be private, I think that should be respected. And also, just to say, when I said via email, I kind of, misspoke. I know the process starts via email, but, I'm learning these things
right.
myself. I meant the process of voting that is normally done, which is started via email, with sending out the ballots. But I just want to say, I think that if even one person objects, I think we should respect that if they don't want their vote to be made public.
Why don't we just mail it? What's the problem?
Well, I think what we're considering here is whether it even really needs to be done by email or mail, or maybe it can be done by just an actual vote over the phone. But it doesn't matter to me, but if you do allow for snail mail, what happens is, let's say I'm the person taking it. I know that if a person's vote is not received within the designated period of time and they've mailed it, then they're going to be upset that their vote is not counted. There are several ways you can go about it. You can say, I'll accept mail that's dated by such and such a date, or I'll accept the vote that is received by such and such a date. Then you have to consider, what do you do if it literally has not arrived? For example, there was a vote from someone on the national board. It did not arrive 7 days from the time that the person mailed it. So they eventually said, I don't care. My vote's more important. I'm going to email it. Will you accept it? So I had to go to the back of the national board and say, will you, can I accept his email? Because we had agreed that it would, we had not allowed for that contingency. So
let me just say what we can do. Number one is we can send email instructions on how to vote to people tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We can identify somebody that agrees to accept the mail at the same time. It has to be somebody other than me, okay?
I will do it if you'd like.
I'll do it.
Sarv or Teresa, whoever. And then what we can do is we can distribute the instructions to people tomorrow, and then we can identify at the close of the time period who you have selected to be the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we should include in our instructions not simply the people that are on the call now, but everybody that's on the committee, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I wrong?
I believe that.
Yes, everyone on the committee is fine.
Everybody gets to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Steve Brown. Yes, maybe everyone on the committee has a right to vote if they're here, but if they haven't been privy to the discussions and the context, then they're not going to be informed voters.
The caller's archive, they can listen.
Listen to the stream. Listen to the archive.
Yeah, I don't know what we can do about that, though, Steve. Do you?
Well, that's why I propose limiting it to those people on the call and voting now. We are in the middle of
a vote. You're disenfranchising people. They can listen to the stream and vote. Come on.
Well,
have they
listened to it? How do you know if they've listened to it?
Mr. Chair.
I don't know, but we can give them that opportunity.
Teresa, thank you.
All right. I move that we will accept email votes or snail mail votes that are received within 5 days. So that means you have to mail it tonight. and that we will take votes from everyone on the committee. So if a person wants to listen to the archive tomorrow, they can do that and send their mail.
Teresa, I can't get instructions out to everyone on the committee tonight. I can get them to everyone tomorrow, but I can't get instructions to everyone tonight.
Fine. Or I can
this
do
is
that.
Serene. May I get on the staff?
And secondly, we need to decide whether the recipient is going to be you or Sarv.
Teresa, if you want
May to I get on the stack?
Just a second, Serene, please.
Sure.
And I think we have to make sure that everybody that's a member of the committee is entitled to participate. If we don't meet those conditions, we're gonna create controversy. Is that agreeable to everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Serene, what would you like to say?
Well, I'd like to nominate Sarv to be the recipient of the ballot. And further, I would suggest that the three of us, is it, who are running, be allowed to include, 50 words, it doesn't have to be long, statements so people have an idea of what our positions are. It's a proposal. Folks can say yes or no.
Okay, so the candidates are Bonnie, Serene, and Sherna. And the male recipient is going to be Sarv Randhawa.
Did he accept?
I didn't get it.
Fine with me.
Okay.
No, did Sarv accept?
And what Serene is now suggesting is that in addition to everything, each one of you provide one paragraph, 100 word, 1,000 word, about why we should vote for you.
If you choose to do so.
A one paragraph? Should we just say one paragraph? And if somebody really wants to have a 10,000-word paragraph, they can do it. What do you say, Serene? Serene?
Mr. Chair, I think what you need to ask is, are there any objections to those things you just posed?
Hi. Oh, sorry, I was muted. I'm driving, so it's a lot of noise. I'm trying to stay on mute as much as possible. I put that out for discussion by the group. Other people may not think it's necessary to include a statement, and if folks don't think it's necessary, then it's one less thing we have to do. That's all.
Mr. Chair, I had a motion on the floor.
Teresa, yes. What motion did you have?
Well, it was that we accept email or snail mail that must be received within 5 days. And I'm willing to say if you send it out, then that we have to receive it by July the 3rd.
You guys, I'm not sure, but isn't July 3rd, is it a mail holiday?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. I think
Teresa,
it's July 4th is the Tuesday.
Take a look at the calendar before.
Teresa, would you accept as a friendly amendment July 6th, because Greg indicated that he does not really have to know until the 7th.
Even if it's later, that's okay. As long as you're moving forward on this, I don't have to be in the office.
Right. The only concern I have is that what we do for email to make it to protect it versus snail mail, you know, I don't know what all the protections are. So I would prefer that if we're going to do it this way, that we just go with U.S. Postal Service mail.
I agree.
Because I don't want to have somebody complaining that we're trying to manipulate.
Well, let me respond to that. Rob.
Sure.
If you're sending this to someone's personal home, okay, as I was, and there was someone on the national board, and, I got, this was a vote that I got so few votes on that I asked people, I said, did you send it? And this person, came to this person's attention. I mean,
okay.
It would come to their attention anyway that so few people voted. So I didn't want it to be said, well, for some strange reason, I didn't get your vote, so it wasn't counted. I mean, you'd be upset. I mean, if it's a contested election and somebody's vote was not counted, they're going to be a little bit, there's a possibility that they're going to be upset. And I would not want Sarv, if Sarv's the one that's going to do it, I would not want people to judge Sarv and suggest that he had not, since it's not going to a mailbox where two people check the box, et cetera, I don't want people to be upset with Sarv if someone's contested ballots don't arrive.
Yeah. Serene, can I speak to that?
In the governance committee meeting, governance committee, R. Paul Martin is our secretary. The ballots were sent to his box. They were opened in the presence of other LSB members at some meeting or the other we were having. So they can go to whatever address Sarv wants it to go to, or we can dump on William Walker and send it all care of him at the station. A couple of people can, whatever. I mean, it's not a big deal that it goes to someone's home address. If we set a deadline for the 5th, at the night of the 5th, I've gotten mail from these people. He doesn't have to, he's not going to open it, obviously. I've gotten mail from these people. If you're one of those, if you're not on the list, you might want to vote now by email or risk that it won't be there when we open it tomorrow.
I
mean, we're not reinventing the wheel here. We've done this repeatedly for going on 3 years now on these committees. It's not that complicated, folks.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
That's what I was saying, that we offer people an option of an email. I've even had people that said, I do not want to deal with snail mail. I have a problem getting to the mail to the post office. I want to send it by email. So I would suggest that my motion is...
Teresa, that's fine. All I want to know is how I distinguish between what we offer people for email and what we offer people for U.S. Postal Service mail, and how we clarify to members of this committee and other members of the board that there was not a conflict.
I will answer that question.
Fine.
If you don't want to send out the ballot, I'll be happy to send out the ballot to everyone.
Yeah, but
and if they can, I can put the address on it, Sarv's address, my address, whatever your group decides, and we'll give them until the 6th of July to send it to Sarv. And
no, we have to send something to everyone on the committee in which they select, are they going to send a mail ballot or an email ballot?
They can either they can either cut and paste the ballot and send it to Sarv, or they can print it out and send it to Sarv.
Teresa, the point of this call is not to do that now. It's to decide what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're either going to do both or one or the other. Now, are we going to do email and USPS or one or the other?
I'd like to get unstuck.
I would like
Bonnie, what?
The 15-minute item has now taken over one...
I know. Bonnie, do you have a position?
I do. I do not believe that people get a choice of either mail or email. I think that we're not asking that much of people to actually vote by snail mail.
Okay. I would like to recommend that we simply go with U.S. Postal Service mail so we don't get conflicted. The second thing that I would like to recommend is that if I don't get to my email address a statement from the candidates by close of business tomorrow, that we're going to send out the ballots without their information.
Point of information?
Yeah. Teresa?
I don't think it's necessary to include the statement on the ballot. I think that everybody on this committee was sent everyone's email, and they can send their statements out to everyone, separate from the ballot. That should not slow you down
okay.
sending out the ballot.
Everyone, let's take a vote. All those in favor of permitting the candidates to put their statements on the ballots, please say aye.
Can I explain why I thought it would be helpful to just put it on the ballot?
Let's just have a vote, Serena. I think it's obvious why it makes sense. So everyone that wants a statement on the ballots, please say aye.
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 And all of those opposed, say nay.
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 Okay, I heard two ayes and two nays. So let's do a roll call vote.
can we just have...
The measure
doesn't, 2 minutes. 2 minutes of discussion.
Okay.
One of the yeas and one of the nays.
It fails.
Rob,
if you have two and two, and the measure fails.
I'm sorry, Steve. You don't have the floor. I'm trying to get the chair's attention. You're talking.
Attention.
Point of order.
Steve, please try to control yourself. Rob, may I speak? Have I been recognized?
Being obnoxious and rude again, please.
I would like to speak to the chair, who is Mr. Robinson, not Mr. Brown. Your personal opinions are your own. We're on a conference call.
Three what? Yes, I'm listening.
Thank you. My suggestion is, since we have two and two, that you have one person speak pro, one person speak con, and we vote again and see if we can just get it over with instead of
waiting
for
a vote. Point of order. We had a vote.
Yes.
It did not pass. It failed. Now let's move on.
Thank you.
Who else?
That was my point, Mr. Chair. He was right.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Move
okay.
the agenda.
We're not going to have bios or statements then. We're done, okay?
Wait, I thought we were voting on whether they're in the ballot, not whether they can exist.
No, we have three candidates, Bonnie, Serene, and Sherna. They are not going to provide us with statements about why they should be elected.
That's not what we voted on.
Yes, it is. And we're also voting...
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, well, Teresa?
We were voting on whether these bios would be attached to the ballot, Mr. Chair.
What else would you attach them to?
Email. Any candidate can send them to the committee members. There's nothing to prevent anyone from...
Of course not. You can send email to people all the time. But what we are doing is we're going to send ballots into the Postal Service for one of the three candidates.
The ballots will be sent out by email, correct?
The information will be sent out by email. The recipients will have to respond by sending something into the U.S. Postal Service.
Thank you.
Okay, to Sarv Randhawa.
Thank you.
Okay. And, Sarv, what address are you currently living at nowadays?
I'm not.
Sam,
this
I'm
point
not
of information.
You just have to put that on the screen,
on the
please.
It's they
it
have it.
Not go out on the air.
They have my address there.
Okay, Sarv, can you call me later and give it to me?
Sure.
I mean, really, I'm trying to get this done, folks.
Yeah, I know you are, Robin.
Yes,
I'm moving the agenda.
Mr. Chair, please, another point of order. We had another vote on the agenda. A motion was made and seconded that we vote on whether we should vote tonight by voice on this phone conversation. It was never dealt with. This was not a vote on how we were going to vote by email. There was a vote whether we should vote now or vote by mail.
Point of order.
No, we did
vote. I'm with Steve. On someone to sit
the
on
motion.
The committee to determine who the network programming coordinator is going to be?
Correct.
Or something else?
No, that was what it was. We had two options. The original motion was to vote now. That was a motion, and it was seconded. And then it said, well, we want to do it by mail. We want to give other people a chance. And then we got distracted, and I kept trying to make this point. We have a motion that was not dealt with, so we must
take
the vote. My point of order
is... Steve, what I think we're doing is we're going to be responding to one of the three candidates that have been nominated by getting people to put their votes in the mail and send them to Sarv Randhawa. And as long as they are postmarked as of the 6th of July, they will be counted.
No, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Teresa, what?
I'm sorry, I have a point of order.
Point of order.
by virtue of having accepted a substitute amendment or a substitute motion and having voted for a different process, we have rejected the vote now and screw the people who aren't on the ball.
There was no
We've rejected that notion.
Proposed. There was no substitute promotion.
We just voted on an entirely different procedure.
We made an error. We made an error in procedure, which I was trying to point out.
We rejected that notion. That people who, by virtue of being on the call, aren't allowed to participate.
Resulted in an error in procedure.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege. Can you call Mr. Brown to order?
Allen, please, Teresa, could you speak?
I believe that we've already voted to close nomination. I believe that we've also agreed that the ballots will not be postmarked by the 6th, but will be received by the 6th. Thank you.
We hear from the secretary. Can you confirm, Lisa? I recall that we voted not to vote now. Can you confirm that?
Hold on one second. Teresa, you just said we distributed ballots will be received by July 6th?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Like the vote that we voted on was whether or not we would vote now or begin the email process. So and people agreed that we would not vote now, but we would begin
the process. We did not take that vote. What was the vote?
I believe we did.
I was on the phone. I heard no such vote. Serene jumped up with a proposal about email and snail mail and
point of personal privilege. Rob, can you handle this?
What is your objection, Serene?
I'm not speaking to you, Mr. Brown. I'm speaking to the chair.
Yes, Serene. What's your concern?
The language. Serene jumped up, and in a loud voice. Mr. Brown is constantly seeing me saying and doing things that I don't actually do. You know, the fact is, we had a process. We agreed on how we wanted to move forward. So attempting now to roll back the clock and go back and agree to exclude...
what the vote was.
You are not recognized. You're out of order. You do not have the floor. You do not speak just because you have something to say.
Lower your voice. You're hurting my ears.
Please feel free to hang up.
Lower your voice. You're loud.
Rob.
Lower your voice.
Yes, Serena, I'm listening. Can you finish, please?
Well, can you stop Mr. Brown from interrupting me? Are you sharing this meeting?
Steve, could you please can it?
Yes, ask her to lower her voice. She's hurting my ears.
She's willing to do that, Steve, but if you would stop interrupting, then it would make it easier for her to lower her voice, if you please.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Wait. Sarv, let's let Serene finish so that we can get forward. Serene, can you complete your...
Mine was a point of personal privilege with regard to Mr. Brown's conduct. You've addressed it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sarv, yes.
That's just a point of information. At the time when we moved on from an item, if nobody objects it, then it's a moot point later on. You can't go back. That's just a parliamentary procedure.
Okay, thank you. What's the substance of that? Where does that get us?
Gets us that we can move the agenda.
Exactly.
Okay, I thought that we had agreed that the nominations are closed, that we're going to do ballots by U.S. Postal Service, and that the ballots are going to be received by what date, Lisa?
July
6th.
They have to be received by July 6th.
Right.
Is there any other aspect of this that we need to discuss? And all members of this committee, of the programming committee, will be included in the balloting, whether they're on the call now or not.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And yes?
Yeah, Rob, sorry.
Sherna, thank you.
Point of procedure.
Sure.
It is now 8:44 in California.
Right.
How much longer we are going to take. We just spent an hour and a half on a 15-minute item.
I understand that. I apologize.
And I just wonder what else we're going to try and accomplish. And
well,
if we can agree that we will end at 9 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, which is 15 minutes from now, and decide how we're going to use that last 15 minutes.
Yes, I'd like to ask that we all agree to end within the next 15 minutes, but there are two things that I would like to ask. One is that in getting the balloting done, I would like to work with someone, whether it's SARB or someone else, to make sure that we comply with all of the requirements. And I'd like to make sure that we can reach Lisa in case we have any questions about what transpired, so that we can get that done tomorrow, so that we're not delinquent in notifying people. The second thing I would like to ask is that the last item of business basically dealt with Greg talking to us about his national programming proposals. And so...
And I also had a motion.
And you had a motion. And my sense is that what we should spend the rest of the time on is letting Greg talk about that and letting you make your motion, and hopefully we can get that done within the next 15 minutes. Is that satisfactory to the members of the committee?
How many members are there right now?
Okay, Greg, would you like to,
Mr. Chairman, how many people
vouchsafe the information about the recent programming proposals to us within 5, 6, 7 minutes, if you can?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, basically, there are two national programming ideas that are on the table. One you referred to earlier, which was actually on your agenda earlier, about Spanish language news, which is a pre-existing national proposal that the PNB set in motion a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
Which is, as I understand it, slated to begin in July on several of the Pacifica stations. What I have added to the discussion is really just not a proposal so much as just a suggestion, even, that the success of that show will to some extent depend on a commitment to make a more broad approach to Latino programming, and to try to look at program schedules at the various stations in relationship to that. I haven't really, you know, even ask anybody to do anything directly, but simply to consider that they're all broadcasting a variety of shows. I've circulated a list of those programs. I've suggested that they might consider programming in blocks adjacent to the Spanish language news. And that's about as far as that discussion has gone at that point. So nothing is in the works of any definite nature at that point. It's merely a suggestion as to how to make that initiative more successful in expanding that audience. It's very similar to what I said to the board. Now, as far as the national programming for the fall, that's been discussed with staff since actually 3 days after I started on salary on the 26th of January, in fact, at the manager's meeting in, I'm trying to remember where it was, I guess Washington, D.C. At that time, most of the manager GMs and other people there said that they thought it would be foolish to miss the opportunity to do national programming in the fall because it was an election season. Also, from a financial standpoint, Lonnie has been making the point for some time that national programming is a potential fundraiser for the organization, that it's been tied into a number of initiatives. On that basis, I started to talk with individuals about, well, what would that be? What kind of programming should it be? The problem was that the general managers, though they wanted it in the abstract, have been and are continue to be concerned that any change you make in programming means that it will mean that some other program on the air will have to be moved or preempted for a while, or perhaps even, you know, taken off the air. And so when you get down to actually doing it, people are less enthusiastic. What I did, which I guess is unusual, is that rather than continuing to go through the GMs, I reached out to individuals at the various stations and to some people who are producers who are allied with Pacifica but don't work for the network. People like Scott Harris, who does Between the Lines, which is a show that some of the stations have carried from time to time. some people who have been guests on the program, on programs. And I call them together basically as a brainstorming group, not to make decisions, but simply to say, well, if we were going to do a fall show and we wanted to have something that we owned, you know, to, and I use the word complement Democracy Now!, I meant it not insofar as that it would run right after Democracy Now!, but it would be, you know, our own product that was different but equal to, what would it be like? What would be the formats? What would be some of the things that you think would be important to include, segments and such? And that meeting was held in May. I circulated that to the general managers and back to the people who had participated. I contacted about 50 people initially. I've since received communication from a number of others. I started talking with people like Mitch Jezeris, who used to work with FSRN, and Vinnie Beecham, who is the program coordinator out here. And I've continued to talk with the general managers. I feel strongly that we shouldn't pass up the opportunity. Whether it's going to happen or not at this point really does remain to be seen. I want to hire a producer because I think that if it's going to happen at all, if it has any possibility of getting on the air in the fall, one of the key steps would be to get somebody on board on a temporary basis to basically, you know, ride point on this. I can't do it over the, you know, I shouldn't do it. I'm not qualified to do it. And so that's going to be a major decision point, whether I will hire someone, whether this committee, you know, is feeling that I shouldn't go ahead for some reason, maybe some of the points that have been made there are other people that I should consult with that I haven't talked to. My feeling is that not every general manager will ever agree to anything. The only time that I've seen all five of those people agree to anything in the last 5 months is that they all agreed to run a special, one-hour special on Katrina on August 1st. That was the first time that all five had actually agreed to something. So I think that's going to be a difficult point. I don't think you're going to reach consensus. Now, the issue is going to be how far you go in trying to put this show on the air. I think the affiliate stations will welcome new Pacifica programming that's geared to the elections and other things. I think thematically I've put out the idea that it should be focused on threats to democracy and the role of the media as a preliminary focus, but not exclusive, that it should combine public affairs, news generated from the local stations, that it should involve producers from various stations that do segments. That all can still happen. That it should also have a younger feel to it, that it should perhaps, hopefully, incorporate some humor, which is sorely lacking at Pacifica. These are, again, all suggestions. I don't know whether the end product will look anything like what I have in my own head. And I've been hesitant to say too much because I don't want to cut off the discussion. And so right now I'm here trying to find out what you want, what you feel I should be doing that I'm not already doing, and to find out whether I should continue, frankly. If I don't, it's going to be very upsetting to the CFO, and it may have some financial implications. I don't know. He thinks so, but I don't know. But it would be very sad to me if we could not actually, in an election year, put on something that is a Pacifica product that takes local voices, talented people in the station, and gave them a national platform. That's really all I'm trying to do.